I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. There are many fronts in the fight against the militant group that calls itself the Islamic State. The U.S. is considering airstrikes against the group in Iraq and considering doing the same in Syria. And French President François Hollande today said that those fighting ISIS on the ground should get more Western help. In northern Iraq, Kurdish fighters, known as the Peshmerga, say they're desperate for more weapons. Until they arrive, though, the Kurds are finding other ways to arm themselves, as Rebecca Collard reports.
In a ramshackle market made of tarps, wooden slats, and cinder block, Kurdish Peshmerga fighters pick out Kalashnikovs, pistols, and even American-made M16s. The Kurdistan regional government has been begging the international community for new, heavy weapons, but that assistance has come slowly. Hayman Salim is among the fighters here buying his own weapon.
Yes, I buy it by myself. Because
you don't get one from the government?
No, because the government of the Kurdistan is it's not have enough guns for soldiers and being the police.
Deshti Nuradi has a new Kalashnikov. The government clerk, Peshmerga fighter and father of five, says all Kurdish men need to step up and fight, even if that means buying their own weapons. I came here to buy a weapon to fight ISIS, says Deshti. We must protect our land. Like a lot of weapons here in the Kurdish territory, Deshti's new rifle was likely looted from one of Saddam Hussein's army bases in the 1990s. And these aging Soviet rifles weren't necessarily top shelf even then. Kurds are battling ISIS with hand-me-down guns and aging light artillery. It's no match for the militants' arsenal of American weaponry, tanks, and armored vehicles, taken from fleeing Iraqi national troops in June. The Kurds have made a compelling argument for why the world should arm them. They're now the front line against ISIS and the most capable force in Iraq. At the Kurdish parliament, Dilair Mustafa says some U.S. weapons have arrived in Erbil, but they haven't been distributed yet to Kurdish fighters. But even when they are, the shipment is too little, too late. They only sent light arms, says Dilair, and they're not enough for the more than 100,000 registered Kurdish fighters. Back at the market, Nero Talit turns a sleek black M16 in his hands. He says he's been waiting for a new gun before he heads to the front lines. Now, this is more important than a car, says Nero, who paid $3,000 for his new weapon.
Property for U.S. government is of army, of the U.S. Army here.
No one here seems to know how a brand new American M16 ended up in this bazaar. But many wonder why they have to be here buying their own guns at all, to fight an enemy most of the world has decided is dangerous and needs to be eliminated. Regardless, until more weapons arrive, men here will keep throwing down wads of cash to arm themselves. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard, Erbil, northern Iraq.